When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which we at the Bugle look into our own archives. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, in Bugle issue 4012, back in January 2017, Donald Trump was president-elect. Anuvab Pal kicked off the Bugle with some questions about the way the US was run. Why he asked me is anyone's guess. Here we are in an episode entitled Bashfulness and Shame.
Andy, as a top story this week, I have a question, really, a conundrum. I don't know much about the developed world. I'm learning more about America every single day. And I don't know if you've heard, but...
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, Andy. It's not a good thing. But now, the way information travels, Andy, I can't help it. You just receive information, even when you don't want it. You know, I just found out, for example, that my old school teacher was caught for tax fraud. This is not information I need, but I get it on Facebook. This is not stuff that... Anyway, so America, right? Donald Trump, president-elect, Andy, has not given a press conference since July, presumably because in the last press conference, it almost ended up like a brawl. A public brawl, not any different from way, not any different from the way sort of our ATM bank lines looked in India in November. So that's what happened at his last one. He hasn't done one since July, but I suppose he's president-elect, so he feels like he needs to do one, and he'll have to do many more as president. So he's prepping, and he comes out, and it seemed to me, and my hold of the English language, it being my third language, is not so strong, but it seemed to me, Andy, that the main reason why the leader of the free world had a press conference was to deny that he may have been in an environment where some sort of urination was involved, whether on him or whether he was supervising. Now, as a student of history, Andy, that you are, I want to know, is this regular practice? Do world leaders in the first world often have to do press conferences to deny that they were in a urination situation?
Well, I think, isn't that why Neville Chamberlain had to quit as Prime Minister? And it was, I mean, they used to use the war as a smokescreen.
A pissment.
Boom. Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Fat family show, mate. Raise the bar.
Sorry.
Catherine the Great, the Russian Empress, she, there were various allegations that went into horse use that were never fully proven. I mean, Trump is in a, you know, an honourable tradition. When you look back to Roman times, I mean, this would have been considered, you know, barely even breakfast behaviour to have alleged prostitutes allegedly urinating on an alleged bed. So, I mean, it's pretty small fry, really. I mean, also, you know, in here in Britain, Anuvab, our dear departed Prime Minister David Cameron, he may or may not have put his membrum into the dead mouth of a dead former farm animal. So, you know, if that helps, to be honest, the way Trump campaigned, I don't know why he's denied this, even if it isn't true, which presumably, it probably isn't true. I mean, I know no smoke without fire is basically legally binding in the modern media, but I think if it isn't true, that would surely disappoint his core voters, because that is exactly the kind of thing you would have expected Donald Trump to do. And I think his supporters would have thought if he had the opportunity to hire out a hotel room used by the Obamas, and he did not take the opportunity both to hire that room out and to hire a group of prostitutes to urinate on the bed, they will think he has somehow betrayed them, I think. That'd be the kind of behaviour. I mean, I think ideally what they would have wanted is for him to do it whilst the Obamas were still in the bed. But, I mean, maybe that is too much to ask logistically. But surely this is... I'm surprised he did not own up whether or not it actually happened, because that surely would consolidate his supporter base.
Absolutely, Andy. Absolutely. I think you've raised some great points here. I mean, look, he's a deal maker. It's something he does. A hotel room can't just be a place for sleeping. Why can't it also be a place for various Russian-based prostitutes to also use it as a lavatory? No, I think it's a fair point.
Well, in some ways also, Anuvab, I mean, this is, in many ways, probably the most feminist thing Trump has ever done. I mean, if he did actually do it, because there's always complaints that... the toilet facilities for women at public buildings, stadiums, theatres, the works are inadequate. Women always have to queue for far longer than men. Trump surely was laying down a marker for feminism to say, no, you deserve greater equality, and I will let you use my personal bed as a public facility. But I mean, that is, I think in many ways he's very much the new Mrs. Pankhurst.
And Andy, what do you think of his denial at the press conference when this topic was alluded to, when he said, I wouldn't do that, I'm a germophobe? what's your view of that, Andy? I mean, he's in a way making his case, like as any leader of the free world would do. Which sort of raises another question. You know, a lot of people have been asking on the podcast about the post-truth world. I know you've discussed the post-truth world. But in the post-truth world, are there some instances, Andy, of too much truth? Do we really need to know that the president-elect would not engage in supervising urination from a group of well-known harlots because... he's a germaphobe? Is that something we need to know? It goes back to something that happened in India. We had the rise of a political party that campaigned on anti-corruption, and its leader was a gentleman called Arvind Kejriwal, who's currently the chief minister of Delhi. And the first day he assumed office, you know, big public support against corruption, all that. First day he assumed office, he went, he couldn't go to office. And then he gave a brief press conference saying he can't go to office because he has, as you would call it in Britain, the runs. Or as we would call it in India, loose motions. And I don't know which is a better term to describe going to the toilet regularly, but he had the runs, he had loose motions, and he had a press conference, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, you've elected me unanimously in millions for this anti-corruption platform. I want to go to office, but I've been shitting all day, and I have the runs. And then he asked the press, do you want to know more? And it's the only time in the history of India where everyone united and said no. And my question here, Andy, is, because there is a question, I'm building up to a question, I'm Indian, so okay, I have to go at it in a roundabout way, but there is a question here. And the question is, do we need to know this much truth in the post-truth world, Andy?
I would say no. I would say no simply because, I think fake news is in a lot of ways preferable to real news. I mean, real news really, really upsets people. A lot of it is quite depressing. At least with fake news, you know it's fake. So,
correct.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and also when it comes to Trump, It doesn't really matter. There is no fake news you could possibly make up that would make him any less appropriate to be president of the United States than all the actual stuff that's out there. I mean, here is some more fake news on Trump, none of which is true, which I've just got from just inside my own head. Trump secretly, this was about 3 years ago, he hired a mad scientist. He brought Mary Todd Lincoln, the widow of Abraham Lincoln, back to life, got her absolutely drunk off her dead tits on absinthe, took her down to the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and made her perform a lurid sex act on the big marble statue of Abraham Lincoln, and then sold her to a Chinese collector who collects ex-presidents' wives. Trump also hired 50 prostitutes to reenact the World Series of 1932, and then didn't pay them because they got the score wrong. Trump secretly sneaks into zoos at nights and makes zookeepers feed Viagra to all the animals, then watches them hump whilst rubbing himself in the crotch. Donald Trump, do you know this? This is true. This is not true, but it is true. I've just heard this from an unreliable source myself. He keeps a ferret in his underpants called Petula, and when it nibbles his testiculati, it makes him sniff. That we've seen that all the way through the camp. It's a hungry ferret, and he likes his snack. Donald Trump has a tattoo of his own face on his own pineid, and when his membrum trumpiculum tumesces at the thought of a grabbable feminine virginietta or other such source of Trumpic erotic hawugafaction, the eyebrows on the tattooed Trump go up. But does none of that clearly is true? Well, even if it was true, it would not make him a single fraction of a percent less suitable to be president than he already is.
That's absolutely true. In fact, like you said, his voter base would be disappointed if some of these things are not true. And it's sort of tragic that we live in a world where, as you're describing these things, however exaggerated and fantastic, there are probably listeners of this podcast Googling these things right now to see whether they may or may not have happened.
Put them on Trump's Wikipedia page. No smoke without fire.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. The Bugle podcast is alive because of your recurring or one-off donations. Help fund both the show, its stable of fellow shows, and my cricket memorabilia fetish at thebuglepodcast.com. I just call it as it is.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.